Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
I'm here today with Mark Briffer, CEO of Air Partner, who've just announced record full-year results. Mark, congratulations on a great set of results. Can you give us a little bit more detail behind the numbers?
Yeah, thank you, Tamsin. Good morning, everybody. Look, we're reporting, as Tamsin said, record results of underlying profit before tax of 11.6 million, which is up from 4.2 million in our financial year 2020. And this has really been primarily driven by strong trading in our group charter, as well as our freight business throughout the year. You know, it goes without saying we were heavily involved with the repatriation work and bringing people home at very short notice throughout the pandemic, as well as heavily involved with the PPE work in flying many pieces of PPE throughout the world, contribute towards the various health services. Moving on to the other parts of the business, it's right for me to point out to you our US business had a phenomenal year. You know, we took a conscious effort as part of our strategy to make some really good hires that have made a real difference. And we're going to continue down that road of building out our US business with adding more hires as we go throughout the year. So that strategy 3 years ago has naturally worked. It's also worth pointing out that our UK government business and our European government business has served us well throughout the pandemic. Nonetheless, there are other parts of the business that haven't performed particularly well. That is safety and security, which were impacted when customers weren't flying and airports weren't open, as well as some of our private jet business in the UK, Europe, which are impacted by government restrictions. Last but not least, what I am going to say to you is a huge thanks to the team who've done a phenomenal job throughout the year. Their dedication, their time and their effort throughout what I would define as probably one of their most challenging times they've ever experienced. But these results are a real test and measure of the team that stands right behind me.
And what are you seeing in the business at the moment?
Yeah, look, we've had a really strong start to the new financial year. You know, the momentum from the previous year that we closed off has carried on through, particularly in the US. You know, our US private jet business is still going from strength to strength. You know, we've added more talent at the same time. Our freight business in the US and in Europe and UK has continued to be strong as well, you know, supporting the automotive sector as well as various health companies throughout the world. So, you know, we've got some really good momentum there. The government contracts we have in place are also keeping us busy on group charter. And then we get into safety and security, and the safety and security side of the business is really starting to recover. As airports open, as airlines start to give consideration to their new flying patterns, Bain Simmons as well as Redline are very busy at the moment either training or consulting about how these airlines and airports start to reopen up. This is a real testament of the strategy in how, you know, we are so diverse now, you know, where we see the real true opportunities as this recovery takes place. I believe the strategy helps us well positioned to really gain advantage and momentum as we move forwards. And let's not forget the little small acquisition we made at the very end of last year, CHS, which is all about remote monitoring at airports and digital transformation. Our private jet business continues to be really strong. Our jet car sales are strong as well at the same time, both in the UK and in the US. And we're seeing more inquiries coming through more and more at the moment for new sales in jet card, which again is an interesting testament about how people are seeing the card as an insurance policy to get themselves away at very short notice. So I think we're well positioned for another encouraging year as we move forwards.
And the US has been performing particularly well. Can you tell us a bit more about your plans for the region?
Yeah, I mean, look, we are extremely pleased with the performance in the US throughout the year we've just closed off. You know, there's no secret we've made a conscious effort in the US over the last 3 years to hire some really good people, and that has really paid dividend. It's worth noting that the US business contributes just under 40% of the group's gross profit. And when you actually look at it, put it into context, what are we going to do going forwards? We're going to continue to make those hires, those key hires, which want to come and join the group, like being part of a PLC. And more importantly, grow out our private jet business and our freight business at the same time through exactly the same process, adding more hires, as well as potentially adding more geographic locations. This will then, you know, serve its purpose. We've got less than 1% of the private jet market. So there's plenty of room for scope. In the freight side, we've got a very small proportion of the markets as well at the same time. So, you know, there's still bags of opportunity to grow this business. That's where I see a lot of the growth coming out of Group Charter as we go forwards. Also worth pointing out to you that opportunities to grow our jet card business in the States will continue on as well. We believe that the people are buying the product and are liking it. And it's a good competitive comparator to some of the competitors that are in that space. As I look at safety and security, I would like to add safety and security, but maybe perhaps through the latter part of maybe year two and year three, as and when, you know, we see fit to do so and opportunities in the market. That would either be done through new hires or maybe perhaps through an acquisition at some stage going forwards.
And what's the outlook going forward?
Yeah, look, we've had a strong start to the year. Q1 was good for us. Going forwards, really excited about the strategy, the diversity that's attached to the strategy, whether it's in Group Charter with jet card, private jets, freight, along with safety and security. You know, as airports open up, as airlines start to get going again, we're already seeing interest in services such as training, consultancy, you know, remote monitoring work as well at the same time. So we're well positioned for this recovery. You know, clearly there's an expectation of governments around the world releasing lockdown and allowing the freedom for people to travel. And as and when that happens, you know, we'd like to think we can pick up and move forwards in a really positive way. We're seeing that the strategy is really robust. It's very diverse. We've got no debt, cash in the bank, and really, truly well positioned to take advantage of this recovery.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.